Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, remotely, I'm Africa, I'm say, the beautiful African, he's related to, Tassalarona, the land is ours, Tikorahina, Shangolashu. My Africa, a call to the nation, the whole nation, to the king, the chiefs, and community of Wani. We say, my Africa, you own the vote and the country. Government is your obedient servant. Should serve you, elected bureaucrats, to rule over you and oppress you. Do not let this government run you crazy, my Africa, especially in Buwani and the rest of the country. Run you crazy to burn down schools, clinics, community halls. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt your communities. Don't hurt your children, the elderly, the sick, and yourselves, my Africa. Don't let this government run you crazy. You are the owner of the vote. You own the country. I mean, to the traditional kings, the chiefs, and communities in the whole nation, but also the urban areas, the townships, the shacks. Together and alone, write down and demand what you want your vote to deliver. Simple, my Africa, you own the vote. Just make your demands. Don't wait. Wait for 5 years for somebody. These people will never deliver. They failed. We say that vote as my Africa or else. Form your own political parties to represent local communities. If no one party commits to your demands, you own the vote, my Africa, and you own the government. I mean, how this, our black government and the executive, sees nothing wrong when the executive appoints a municipal demarcation board of unelected bureaucrats. No participation of parliament. No consensus, no consent from municipalities, the traditional chiefs, the kings, and communities. The government simply let loose these bureaucrats to impose municipal boundaries on tribal communities. They care less to step and trample over the tribal authorities' boundaries and customs. We've lived under centuries in Africa. Tribal communities have coexisted, lived peacefully. And Africa, as far back as July 2015, Chief Mbangiseni Masia, the community expressed their views on radio, Africa. I mean, he appeared on radio, SAFM, I believe, to state the views of other Mahosi, other chiefs, and the king, objecting against the municipal demarcation board that was intending to move, what was, in fact, forcefully trying to move the Vuwani municipal, currently under Makaro municipality, to Malamulele. And the community was saying, leave us where we are. And Chief Masia asked and lamented, at least painfully, why the board moved the poor Vuwani community to another poor community, the Malamulele community, both communities poor, indigent, if the reason is to build or keep municipal economies viable. That was what was the reason. The board rejected that outright. The pleadings of the chief and community, they rejected outright. Typical of how our black government rules over us. It simply relies on unelected bureaucrats, foreign consultants, who are the original makers and the writers of this, our constitution. This government now violates and tramples and undermines sovereign traditional kings, chiefs, and communities. How do you, as an indigenous African, go trample over centuries of traditions and institutions that have lived so much forever, I mean for so long, And you know that Mahosi were the they resisted apartheid colonial occupation. Bamushesh, Bodingani, Makana. They resisted, Mafia. We said it in this program. Why do that to us? But Africa, it is not up to this government because they are chasing power. They told you that what they want, we don't understand power. They just told us, you hold the power of the vote. Keep it. Don't even strike and say that you are going to. No. The people of Vuyani and all the countries, stand up and vote. Make your demands too. We are saying that vote as more Africa. All right? And we are saying that send your emissaries to the political party of choice, but send your emissary to the Ma'Afrika and say, look, Ma'Afrika, come back here, or I will stand up as a representative. Let's stand up, Ma'Afrika. You say that the war, the electionary is some kind of war. Well, let's make a war on it. Let's take back our power and giving it to imbeciles. Who does this government listen to? Not you, Ma'Afrika. The owner of the sovereign state and the owner of the country. Sovereign vote and the owner of the country. No, you are the sovereign owner of the vote. You are the owner of the country. This, our black government, imagine Africa bowed down on its knees to let go their apartheid monopolies and families, carry and offload their apartheid loot to London. They did that. Much serious, Africa, recently. The security guard at Hortatloop said, contend, alleged that they saw the country's money fall out of the president's luggage when he was flying out to Saudi Arabia and Dubai. The security had to go and get ropes to tie the luggage and money so it doesn't fall out. The money does not fall out. And it is alleged that the president took out $6 billion or more out of the country to the Gupta family in Dubai. And now it is reported, you saw it on the newspaper, the family bought a 400 million rand mansion. Africa, this government is not about us, man. They are hustlers, worse than dope dealers. And now the government is about to let another among foreign importers fly out and offload our rhino game to Australia under the pretext they are protecting the African rhino against the poachers. If you, the black government, after 22 years, you fail to protect African rhino on the African soil, how much and what else our African, what else of our African heritage do you fail to protect and conserve, Africa? What use are you as our government? This is unbelievable. If the African rhino could speak, if these animals could speak, they would tell you, government, protect us. Do not move us and uproot us from our African soil and heritage. Don't do that. But this is yet another form of slavery implicating Africa, the Africans this time, in uprooting and displacing African animals typical of the resource curse. Another form of slavery. The problem we confront, Ma'Afrika, as Ma'Afrika, is that this, our black government, harvests. Their only interest is to get power. Harvest the power of our majority vote. And they pass on, recycle it among the few between themselves. A little few elite bureaucrats. Then they take it, pass on, including our state power, to any willing bidder. Including the Gupta family and predators from African vultures from outside. How could this family, and you know what? When we go, it was a tradition that we go outside. You don't bring your uncles, mothers, and yes, we do that, but we're in the struggle. And you have these people here, mother, brother, father, cousin, niece, and they all run into, they all are part of the executive of Gupta companies. How could we have such a thing, Africa? How did we allow this? And now we, the majority, have been told that, no, we don't understand power. We don't understand the power of your vote. Give it to us for the next 20. We gave it for 22 years. We can give it. No, you don't deserve it. Because we say that government is an obedient servant of the people. 22 years after the freedom vote, you, the African majority, the kings, the chiefs, and communities, vote as more Africa to impose a government and municipalities who will listen to you, who will serve you, who will obey you, the individual of Africa, you, the voter, and deliver to you, the community, your needs and services, and uphold and respect your human and fundamental rights, but also uphold and respect the Constitution. This is a Eurocentric Constitution. Eurocentric. We know that we couldn't have done it quick. We know that by the time when we were dizzy and not knowing what's happening, the Constitution was there. It couldn't have taken there. No, 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 no. They don't sell us the stuff. So we say that government is your obedient servant to each voter. And when we vote you, the political party, to power, and you, the party, appoints the president, members of parliament, premiers, mayors, and when we elect the councillors, just like we are about to do it in August 3, you, our obedient servant, you are each voter obedient. You serve us, the voters. You do not use our vote to serve yourself, your family, first, and cronies. Much worse, hand over our vote and power of government to strangers, scoundrels, predators, including this family here, the Gupta family. Huh? And we say, in terms of the workers' rights in Africa, members of parliament are among the most unsecured, unprotected workers. They are intimidated to vote the party line or face recall or dismissal should the MP vote to uphold their oath and the constitution contrary to the party line. Now, Africa, if parliament truly is sovereign and autonomous, why don't parliament give members of parliament individual security of tenure? Give them job security. Free the MPs, from Africa, to vote to uphold their oath and the constitution if in conflict with the party line, if they are conflicted whether to vote to uphold their oath and the constitution or vote the party line. Protect the members of parliament against the party bosses. These people have gone out of control, Africa, and we are parliament is responsible. And those who have claimed themselves to be members of the liberation struggle, you carry a one particular obligation and duty. This time, the country is facing a crisis. Parliament should vote to guarantee members of parliament job security for the term until 2019. Free parliamentarians to vote to uphold, protect, and respect their oath of faithfulness to the state and obedience to the constitution without fear to be recalled and dismissed by political party bosses. The constitution we know is Eurocentric. We didn't make it. But at least keep your word. You can't go about copying people's stuff and just abusing it and abusing your people. We said the parliament should hold the executive to account and oversight over all state organs. We've had transfers, the ESCOM, SAA. It's a mess. The Gupta, these are the Gupta enterprises. And parliament should interrogate the executive. It should interrogate cabinet and public officials to disclose their knowledge of any relations in the Gupta family corruption. You know, what the Gupta family did was to offer cabinet ministers. I mean, just offer them posts in the cabinet, public officials, in exchange for favors, doing favors to their business. And Parliament should not abdicate its mandate to a civilian party secretary general who now is interrogating the ministers and public officials whether they knew anything of the Gupta corruption. We cannot. That's in violation of the Constitution. And this parliament, the failure of this parliament to investigate the Gupta crimes against the state, it carries a grave and traumatic security risk, economic and political instability in Africa to the nation. Now, we have been told that state capture, you have to capture the what? You have to capture the legislation, you have to capture the executive, you have to capture the judiciary. No! The Gupta family, you know what? What they did was, they captured the president. That's all. That's all they needed to do. Capture the president. And once you capture the president, you've captured 98% of the state. Now, state capture is not, no way, it's not a sound bite or some empty political sloganeering. No, 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 no. It's serious. But you say that once the executive captures, once you have captured the president or the executive, you've in South Africa, you've captured 98% of the state. 98% except the Constitutional Court, the Appeals Court, and the Supreme Court, and the courts. Otherwise, let's see. The president controls the cabinet, can fire and hire ministers, controls the legislative, because that's a party parliament. It is not the party parliament. The party, and also you find that these cabinet ministers are allowed to participate and vote. So we saw it recently. We saw it recently in the motion of impeachment against the president. We saw it. And he also controls the judiciary machinery, that is, the police, the National Prosecuting Authority. He controls the investigation arm, the special investigation arm, the Hawks. He controls the army, with the exception of the courts. Now, you can be a court, constitutional court, to give a ruling. Nobody's going to carry it out, because you need the police, Minister of Police. You need the sections of the judiciary to enforce your ruling. Your ruling will stay. They will tell you that, no. You are not bound by that. What did you talk about? Inconsistent with what, the Constitution? No, that means nothing. They'll stay put. So, in Africa, we don't have to be told that this is state capture is a sound bite. All right? It's politicking. No, that's very serious. And it shows, in Africa, it shows now, if the only bulwark, we had the judiciary and treasury. Now, you know what you do with Treasury? Because the Minister of Finance is at your pleasure, Mr. President. You can set up bogus charges against him. Set bogus charges against him to arrest him. And that's it. Or set up the bogus charges, even if you don't arrest, knowing that the charges don't carry any weight, just make the charges. Like it's happening that the newspapers are reporting. Charge the Minister of Finance and get another lackey of the Guptas to occupy that space, because we know it. That's why we are saying that Parliament must take its role. Parliament, you are causing us instability in that country by not taking your role, because why? As we said, that you capture the president, you capture 98% of the state. The Constitutional Court and whatever they can decide, crime, reinstate the corruption charges, it will never work unless Parliament acts. You know, with the ruling party. And also, why can't we have separation of the party and the state? Why couldn't be that the case may be? Why should Parliament abdicates to a civilian secretary general to investigate the Gupta crime against the state? Why? What is happening here? But I just say that Treasury was the only bulwark, sense of institution of integrity, to stand against the Gupta takeover. They are going to use another puppet. You know, you wanted somebody to do a dirty job, get a black man to do the dirty job for you. In Africa, to call the public works minister, Mpesi, he was addressing a May 1st rally, a May 1st rally, Workers' Day rally, May 1st. And I'll quote Mafrika. Tulas Mnesi, the Minister of Public Works, currently in government, he slammed. He's a member of the SACP, South African Communist Party. He slammed the Gupta family, saying they were predators who had ripped off South Africa's democracy and had run to Dubai with their ill-gotten gains. They want to say they ran to Dubai with ill-gotten gains. How do you know that? Tell us more. What? Tell us more, because the allegation is that we asked the question that this Gupta family were seen with luggage as high as a mountain getting into their private plane to Dubai. The question is, did customs, immigration, check those luggage, what these people had? What? No, they just walk freely because they are related. They are friends and relations with the president. Africa, it's a cesspool. The country is a cesspool. I'm sorry. Minister Ngesi talks about the Guptas had ripped off South Africa's democracy and had run to Dubai with their ill-gotten gains. Goes on. Calling on members to confront what he said were parasites inside our economy. He said the Gupta family had left their employees behind to face an uncertain future. Now you got Standard Bank, Absa, FNB, First National Bank, and Nedbank, four major banks, recently dissed Oakbay Investments in the wake of accusations that its owners, the Gupta family, had undue influence over government through their relationship with the President Jacob Zuma. In case he said, quote, the Guptas and their supporters are, of course, trying to blame the banks, brokers, and auditors for this situation. Of course, these same banks, brokers, and audit firms were very happy to be making money out of the Gupta transactions for many years, for as long as they could get away with it. Ngesi said the smash and grab, hit and run greed of the Guptas had become so reckless that the banks had been warned that they were exposing themselves to international sanctions and that they could even lose their operating licenses if they continued dealing with these parasites. That's the reason for what is happening, not some imperialist plot that those who are in bed with the Guptas claim. Now, the defense for the Guptas was that the imperialists are involved. Don't play with that thing, man. Don't play with that. Don't play with that, because we of the Africanists, the Pan-Africanists, were decimated by you in alliance with the damn imperialists. We are living in the beast of the belly of the beast, man. You can't do that. Stop playing with us, man. That's the reason for what is happening now. Not some imperialist plot that those who are in bed with the Gupta claim. I mean, the eminent Winnie Mandela said that you're sleeping in silken sheets made by damn apartheid families, man. And we know how the imperialists, we can tell you how the imperialists operate. They don't play games because they had that thing captured from top to bottom. So don't come to us, man. Much worse, you became a lackey captured by the Guptas. So Ngesi continues, Mafuta. He says the Guptas are not patriots. They are parasites. And the South African Communist Party, the SACP, could not effectively deal with established monopoly capital or defend the country's sovereignty if those operating in the economy were allowed to weaken South Africa Revenue Service, that is the auditing company, tax company, and undermine the development duty of ESCOMs and other parastates, as Ngesi said. Now, these executives who are being pushed from one sector to the next, we can talk about ESCOM. ESCOM failed to remove ash from the ovens. That's why there was the lights had to come off, and they did that. They didn't maintain for 10 years. And what did government have to do when there was a crisis? They didn't fix the silos. They failed to remove the ash, then they didn't remove the silos, and the lights blacked out. And what did they have to do? They couldn't use coal, so they had to go and use diesel. They needed $23 billion to do that. They took money that was invested on Vodacom. Vodacom that could have given free communication for the people. No, they took that money out, bought diesel to run the lights for the past 6 months or so. That's why, and then deal with the issue of maintenance. That's why the lights are on. Not some miracle. Not some miracle of a CEO. Don't play with us, because this CEO and others were Gupta captured. ESCOM was a Gupta corporation. Transnet was a Gupta corporation. You had a Gupta fellow move from Transnet to ESCOM. And you know what? They discovered the gold mine. Our sovereign guarantees has become a gold mine to these foreigners and some conduit in the country. That needs to stop. Because in terms of the ratings, Fitch and Moody's, which we care less about, the economy is teetering, Africa, because of sovereign guarantees of supporting these mismanaged parastatals. So as it continues, Africa, the struggle against corporate capture of our democratic state is necessary. It's a necessary struggle to defend our people, our democracy, our constitution in the face of imperialist monopoly capital. Yeah, they talk about capital there. And then it is not a question of supporting the Rupert's, the Oppenheimers against the Guptas, or supporting the Guptas against the Rupert's and the Oppenheimers. We have to fight capitalist exploitation in all its forms. You lie, man. You're a part. You sit there in government, in cabinet. You are there since 1994. Don't come and lie to us. And then we have to continue that, you know, we have to fight capitalist exploitation in all its forms. It's happening in 22 years. Don't come and lie to us, man. And if, according to Minister Nesi, the Guptas and the supporters are, of course, trying to blame the banks, brokers, and auditors for this situation, that these same banks, brokers, and audit firms were happy to be making money out of the Guptas transaction for many years. Of course, we are repeating that. But the question is, why the executive, the president, of course, the commander, why the executive, the president, of course, he commandeered three cabinet ministers to engage and rescue the bank's closing of the Gupta business accounts, potentially, Africa, contaminating cabinet in the Gupta family violation of the banking rules and laws, and blatantly implicating the executive breach and failure to again uphold the banking laws and the constitution. This time uphold the banking laws and the constitution. A repeat offender. The banks are within their rights to refuse talking to the cabinet ministers if they have to uphold client confidentiality under the law. And only parliament makes and approves the banking laws and legislation. Therefore, parliament, not cabinet, holds the power to inquire the bank closing of the Gupta business accounts. And this closing of the accounts is a commercial matter for the bank regulator to arbitrate, or a criminal matter for the courts to indict this family, this corrupt family, predators. And cabinet comes and says, we are concerned about investment. No, man, don't play with us, man. Don't play with us. The world is better now managed. You have corporate accountability all over the world. And if they get caught up engaging in corruption, they get prosecuted here in the United States. You don't leave here as a company to go and do corruption somewhere else. So this cabinet concern about the bank closings will deter or discourage investment. Then that's a cabinet false flag. That's a false flag to interfere and contaminate the bank's obligation to close the account if these banks are upholding the banking rules and laws under the Constitution. The question is, will Parliament stand up? Will Parliament summon the ministers and public officials implicated in the Gupta corruption to willingly disclose any corrupt experience with the Guptas, man? Because that's under the law. If they know of corruption, they have to disclose it. If they don't do that, then they face prosecution under the law. Parliament oversaw South Africa. It has to hold oversight over the over cabinet. It has to, Africa. Will they subpoena the public works minister and the banks to disclose the extent of the corrupt relationship with the Gupta? Please do that. And the question is, what more does the minister know about the corrupt relations between the banks and the Guptas? Now you have the ruling party secretary general. You know, you had meeting the top six meeting the Guptas, and the deputy secretary general came back on Gupta family, lambasting the banks for closing the bank's business accounts, accusing the banks of the most dangerous thing that South Africa as a nation must look at when four banks make decisions. I mean, come on. What does the top six have to do? Because they swallow and eat Guptas. That's it. Isolate Africa. Thank you. Thank you for the privilege of talking to you. And thanks for the privilege of listening. Thank you.